Good evening, Brian. I'm interviewing you for the second time.
Yes.
And so this is Brian Lambert, and he lives in Garbleshire. And I'm Sarah Day, a volunteer for the Little Ouse Headwaters Project. And I've got specific questions that have come from the trustees of the charity. And the first questions are all about scarves. So, Brian, when was Scarfe's Meadows last ploughed and reseeded?
I don't know exactly, but I would imagine it was around about 25 to 30 years ago. I guess he wanted to get a higher production grass seed put in there because he had a dairy herd, and you know, with the dairy herd, you need the higher production. He kept mainly heifers on those meadows, and they were there right up until the end of the grazing season, just before they calved, and then he'd walk them home through the river and carve them down and tow them at the farm, you know, so we could keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I should think that was around about 25, 30 years ago when that was ploughed up.
Oh, great. And the next question is, what was the vegetation like before it was reseeded and improved? Was it still used as grazing land before? Presumably it was.
Yes, that was still used as grazing land, and that was probably pretty much as it is now, because although you can plough a meadow up and reseed it with more modern or high production grasses, eventually the natural grass has come back, and I think that's what has happened. Mm. That's what has happened now. I mean, before I took them over, reeds had taken over in places, because obviously if you don't graze it for a few years, you know, and don't top it, then you know, the rue grass has taken over, and the reeds had got quite tall on there, and also nettles and thistles.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that's pretty much like it is now.
Yes.
You know, because that was some years ago since that was ploughed, of course.
Yeah. And before the LOHP purchased Scarfe's, what yearly management happened, like ditch work and spraying, topping and grazing?
What are you talking Down about myself, or are you talking about David Scarfe, or
anything that you'll remember? Do you remember David Scarfe? Well,
I mean, I've been on there, I suppose about 8 or 9 years, or perhaps 10 years, something like that. And all I've done is, apart from the routine fencing sort of thing and tidying up the hedge row, I've just grazed it. And we used to put a very small amount of fertiliser on, probably 100 weight of fertiliser per acre, and spray it every other year, and top it when necessary. That was how I managed it. I think when David had it before then, there'd have probably been quite a bit more fertiliser put on, and that would have probably been sprayed every year. Mm. Perhaps not topped quite so much, you know, because one of the reasons you topped was to get rid of the weeds, and they'd have sprayed for them.
Yeah.
But that was probably pretty much the same as that's been managed
and,
for some time.
And the ditches? Do you do any ditch work?
No, I don't touch the ditches as such. I think David had the ditch between the main water course and the river, he had that dug out some years ago, probably to dry the meadows out a bit. They were quite wet and still are at times now, but that helped the drainage a little bit. But that was about all the work was done. There is a ditch along the adjoining boundary with the fen, and I think that was dug out a long time ago, but that's more almost level, you know, so that's almost filled in again now.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a naturally just sort of filled in.
Yeah. Before you grazed Scarfe's, what yearly management happened? And you've kind of told me what you thought David Scarfe was doing. It's again ditch work, spraying, topping and grazing.
Yes,
and
as I say, David he would have, you know, because of the dairy herd, you need the production sort of thing. He probably used more fertiliser and sprayed more regularly. Mm. You know, obviously, if you reseeded it, then the potential is there to grow more grass, providing you put the fertiliser on and keep the weeds down. So that was probably, you know, producing more grass in those days. I think a couple of times he did cut off a high as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have done that when the cattle couldn't get through there.
Yes.
You know, when the river, when the dam was, all the sluice gates were put in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you were younger, was Scarf similar? And then it asks about plants and flowers, and was it wetter? Do you remember going down and seeing it?
Well, I suppose a lot of years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was, but there used to be about seven fields where there's just three now, wasn't there?
Oh.
So, I mean, that would have been a big difference, but as far as I know, that's always been grazed. So in that respect, that would have been pretty much the same, other than the fields would have been smaller years ago. I can't really say about the wildflower. I didn't really used to go on there, but I would have thought perhaps there'd have been more buttercup and things, because the spray, you know, sprays perhaps weren't used so regular in those days, were they? So there'd have probably been more wildflowers on there, possibly, you know.
And was there hedges around those seven fields? Or would they have been fences?
There'd have been a sort of a hedge row as such, but not necessarily a trimmed hedge as such. No. You know, there'd have been the odd tree and shrub sort of thing along there, but that would have been my, you know, I think the fields would have been separated by a ditch as much as anything. Yeah. That's how they would have
been.
Yes.
Cattle there. Yeah, lovely. When you were younger, these questions are picking up on things that you just said. When you were younger, were there more or fewer trees and hedges on Scarfs and along the river? So you've said there were seven fields, and some of those were bounded by ditches. Some might have had some trees.
There would have been a hedgerow of some sort, but not a proper kept hedge. Not as far as I know, you know.
Yeah. Along the river, do you remember any trees, or more trees, or fewer trees?
Well, I think before the river was straightened, and well before that, there used to be a lot of willow trees, certainly on our side, and probably Scarf's Meadows as well. And I suppose as they have fallen over, the Little Ouse Water Authority, or whoever was in charge of the river, they used to trim them up and tidy them up, and there weren't any more replanted, you know. I mean, I don't think the River Authority in those days really encouraged that sort of thing, because I think they're a bit of a nuisance to the river people, really, aren't they? They were the ones that have got to do all the tidying up when they fall, haven't they?
Yeah. So.
But there were more trees, I would say. Yes.
How often do you see snipe, woodcock, kingfisher, otter, deer, frogs, snakes, butterflies, etc. on Scarfs or the river, and are they increasing or decreasing?
Oh, well, you got a lot of things there.
A lot of things.
I'm just trying to think where. I mean, snipe, you see those in the winter time. I don't see them so much in the summertime. But winter time, we had an RSPB. A bird count the other day, the chap saw some snipe down there. But when the cattle get down there, I don't think they're about that. They're more winter feeders there rather than breeders at the moment, anyway. Woodcock, well, I suppose you could see one of them every day in the actual garden, some fen or the reed bed. You know, that's where they live, don't they? But not necessarily on the meadows themselves. You get them, I suppose, occasionally on those ditches, don't you? If there's a bit of a wooded area on one side of the ditch. So there are woodcock about. Kingfisher, I see one just about every week, sometimes quite a few times a week, but there's always two or three pairs down there, and I have been quite close to them.
Yeah.
Otters, I've seen them twice in the last 4 years, and before that I'd never ever seen one, but they are...
Yeah.
About there, although that's very rare you see them, isn't it? You know,
yes.
I know you're coming before you get there.
Snakes.
Oh, sorry.
Deer?
Yes, well, you don't often see them on the meadows, but they'll get on the meadows perhaps off the arable fields, but not from the riverside, not often anyway. But you do occasionally get them on there. When I go down there to count the cattle, you think there's something wrong here. You've got an extra one or two cattle in the group, and that's a deer or two amongst them, you know. But you occasionally get deer down there. And snakes, they're becoming more common now. Well, I hadn't seen a snake down there up until about probably 7 or 8 years ago, and now you see quite a few of them.
These would be grass snakes.
They're grass snakes. Yeah. I've not seen the adders down there, but
no.
And frogs. There's always frogs. There's a proper place for frogs down there. In the drain, in the main drainage ditch. So that's a proper area for them.
Yeah.
I think that's what the herons.
They
feed on the frogs because there's no fish for them to feed on, so they feed on the frogs now, I believe.
And butterflies, do you see many of those?
You do see butterflies down there. I can't tell you what species they are, but you do get butterflies down there. I mean, these things, when they're talking about, I suppose, as far as more common or less common now, the snipe, they used to be more common years ago. They used to breed down there. Woodcock, which is, I would imagine, is the same number as always was down there. Kingfishers are about the same as they always were, because the only fish that are left now are sticklebacks, and that's what the kingfisher will feed on, you know, so they're not been hurt by the lack of fish down there. But snakes, there's more of those about for some reason. I don't know whether that's the climate change or what it is, but anyway, you seem to see more of those. So there's some things are more common, one or two things are less, you know.
Yeah. Right, the very last question on scarfs is, what kind of fish did you see or catch in the river when you were younger compared with now, and are they increasing or decreasing?
Oh, well, I mean, they're certainly decreasing, but I mean, the fish we used to catch years ago, they were roach, dace, gudgeon, pike, sticklebacks, and eels. There's a lot of eels down there. And this was before, and that was good fishing. This was before 1968, when they straightened the river out. After straightening that out, the fishing gradually went in decline, and until there's next to nothing down there now.
Yeah.
It did get polluted one year from a factory up in Redgrave, that killed a lot of the fish, but this was before they straightened the river out, and they built up again after that. So in the natural way they do, but the decline coincides with straightening the river out, and that went from a few pockets of fish here and there to, I think, basically there's nothing at all there. But having said that, where the sluice has been put in, there's a fish holding place there. Because I think that's the reason for decline is that because there's no fish holding places anywhere along the river apart from where that sluice is, and that is a place where the fish will, that is a pocket, they will hold up there.
They need deeper sort of pools, do they?
Well, they need a little pocket, when it floods, the fish will just be swept away with a small stream like that, with the current down there. They need a little pocket of 6 inches deep of water. That's all they need, just a little pocket of a deeper water, and the fish will, they've got a bit of safety there, without those little places, they don't survive. And a drinking place is another place where they survive, and you'll always see the sticklebacks there. Mm. But the sluice is a good place for fish to hold up in there. And back from that, where the deeper water is, of course.
Yes. And I think somebody said where the cattle were taken across the ooze was a bit deeper and good fishing there.
Well, where the cattle used to go across, the sluice has affected the depth there by quite a bit. I should think that's raised the water level there by a couple of foot, or 8 inches to 2 foot, so that would have a bearing on the more fish being there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But after you get past the sluice and then downstream of that, when you're talking about a foot of water, and there's, it doesn't fluctuate very little at all, so there's not a lot of scope there for for fish holding places anywhere, really.
No.
The only thing is, well, downstream of the weir, they put a riffle in there, and there's little, where the little pockets are, little places are between the big stones. You get little, I suppose they're sticklebacks breeding there. That's a good place for them. I suppose the air is oxygenated, the water is oxygenated, and the young fish survive in there.
Yeah, they get a bit of protection too. Yeah, stones.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Oh, the eel all gone then?
Yes, they're long gone. Mm. I don't know. They don't like polluted waters. I think some of another reason perhaps for the decline in the fish down there is we've got a few housing areas down here where the sewage, although it goes through a treatment plant, I don't think that helps the water, and that certainly makes the reed grow
too fast.
Faster, yeah. And that just gums up the river basically. That's what happened.
Yeah. Right, now I'm going to ask you about the Little Ouse, the river itself. When did it last flood, and how extensive was it? And has this changed over your lifetime?
Although the river's been straightened and the water table's been lowered by a couple of foot, sluice gates have been taken out in past years, I think that's had very little effect, if any, on whether the river floods or not. I think if you get 2 or 3 days really heavy rain, those meadows flood, whatever you do to them. And if you get 2 or 3 days heavy rain, that will flood every year. We normally do get that, don't we, most years. Probably this winter that's
dry.
Been so dry that hasn't flooded this winter. But most years it does, to some extent or another. Sometimes that gets the whole meadows up. Well, 70% of the meadows are completely underwater. Sometimes they're just partially underwater, but every year that gets flooded to some extent or another, yes.
Mm.
And as I say, I don't think that's any worse or better now than it was years ago, not really. I think probably it gets away quicker now.
Mm.
The flood lasts, at least it lasts longer years ago than it did now, I think, because the river's been straightened out, and that's made. That's what it was straightened out for, to channel the water away. So it does get away quicker now.
Yeah. When the river sluice was put in, when was it, and what difference did that make? Now, you said, basically, a lot of the things they've done to the river have made very little difference. But you got some pictures of that sluice being put in, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah. I mean, that. They when they put the sluice, and that wasn't just that they did. They probably took about 3 foot of soil off near the river, probably 300 yards down from the sluice, and with the idea being if we had a really heavy flood water coming down, if it couldn't all come over the weir quick enough, that would come round the field and back into the river again, and that was the theory, and that wouldn't flood the meadows. And while they were putting the dam in, we had a heavy rain, and the meadows were completely underwater. And yeah, we have got some photographs to show that. But I don't think that's because the dam was there. The meadows would have flooded anyway. I think what normally happens is that the water flows from the river through the cattle drinking places. That's where the meadows get flooded from. Yeah, so that's no. I don't think that's the dam or the sluice has not really made that much difference to the whether it floods or not. But it has made a difference in respect that there's more water upstream of the sluice, obviously, and that's helped to with the fish, and that's where the otters are there as well. So I mean, I guess that's helped to the wildlife in that respect, and kingfishers too. They feed up there.
And was that about late 90s that got put in? Or was it earlier?
Yes, I would think that probably 89, 99, 2000, something like that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's about 10 or 12 years old or something like that, that day.
Lovely, thank you. And we'll take the pictures from you and take some copies and return.
Okay.
So, when was the ford last used?
By the ford, you mean where David Scarfe used to cross his cattle? Well, that was last used. I suppose the year before the sluice was put in, David used to use the meadows before then, David Scarfe, and he used to walk them through there, but when the sluice was put in, the water was too deep for the cattle to walk through, so then that never got used for a few years, and then I took over and grazed the meadows after that. So I've had them about probably 8 or 9 years, something like that now.
Yeah. So it might have been used in about 98, 97, 98.
Yeah, 97, 98, something like that, probably, yeah.
Lovely with his cattle.
And I think the other use that was for when the environmental agency came down there to do the reed raking, they used to drive through there to do the river from the Suffolk side, you know. They used to do the river along our meadows and Scarfe's meadows on the Norfolk side, and then they drew, because they couldn't get through the Garbleshire fence, I used to drive through the ford and onto the Suffolk side to do the rest of it up as far as Blow Norton. Uh-huh. So that was used for that as well. But yeah. I don't seem to do that anymore. I don't know why, but.
And what was the river like before it was straightened? I think you've covered some of that, but you might have some.
Yeah, that was completely different. Completely different river. That was nowhere near so wide. The water level, the water table was higher. I suppose by digging the river out, they raised the banks by 3 foot. That was where all the spoils of the dredging was put, you know. Mm. So, but before that, I suppose the water was only 18 inches below meadow level, the river level was. That was much less in width. And much deeper, there was quite often 3 foot of water on the corners and sometimes more. And the water flow was much slower as well. There was very few reeds in the river, and quite a few places where there was water lilies. That was a completely different river.
And was there things like watercress? Was it too deep for that, maybe?
There's watercress in the main water course, and there still is. I don't know about the river, but certainly there was a lot of water lilies in there. That was a lovely river there.
And some good swimming places, I've heard.
Well, people used to swim in it. Yeah, I've never been a swimmer. I prefer to fish when I'm near water, but, you know, people did swim in there, yes. Mm. Yeah.
But that straightening has changed it a lot.
Well, that did what at the time the Little Ouse Water Board or Water Authorities wanted. At the time, they wanted to get rid of the water out of the way to stop the flooding. And there was a lot of these meadows years ago were being ploughed up to use as arable fields. There wasn't a lot of money in the cattle grazing, so that the people were ploughing them up. And there wasn't the demand for water like there is now. I think now the Environmental Agency are more keen to conserve the water, and this is the reason they're putting the sluices in, to hold the water back. But that's just how policies have changed and how water usage has changed, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. And you've already sort of said about the trees. So there were more willows along the river
yes.
than there are now. Was there any other changes about the trees next to the river?
I can't really remember there being a lot of trees down along the river. I think they cut a lot of those down just after the Second World War, apparently, when the estate, just before the estate was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of mature willows there in those days. There's one or two left, and I suppose most of those got old and fallen now, you know, and there's very few trees at all along there. That would probably do a bit of good on the corners to have a tree, because the river does change. I mean, I've moved my fence line in places 4 or 5 yards where the river has taken the bank away. I suppose on those corners a tree would be useful to stop that soil erosion, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it would give shade which some of the fish like to, in the hot summer, don't they? And how, the last question in the river section is, how was the river managed when you were younger? When was it last cleared out?
Well, up until the last 3 years, the Environment Agency had a policy of reed cutting, they call them, a big cut of iron, just cut the reed and then lay it on the banks. So this was to let the water, flood water, get away winter time. The last, about 3 years ago, that was optional if the farmer wanted to have it done. And now I think because of finance, I don't think they'll do it at all unless it's absolutely necessary. But previous to that, you know, even before the river was straightened out, that would have been in the Little Lewis River Authority in those days. There used to be a gang of men, perhaps half a dozen or a dozen men, would do it by hand with scythes, and they'd scythe the reed down, and I suppose they'd do a lot of bank management. If any shrubs and that were not wanted, they'd cut those up and burn those and that sort of thing. So that was managed more by the river authorities years ago, but that's all the financial thing. I don't think they got the resources to do those sort of things now. And even the reed cutting has been helped. I think probably reed cutting is not perhaps necessary because that helps to hold the water back, doesn't it, the reeds?
Yeah. It'll certainly slow it down.
Yes,
well,
it will. Yes, it will. Yeah.
And perhaps the silt. And clearing it out, they haven't done that for a while.
Well, the only time I can remember the river being dredged out was in 1968.
And not since then?
No, it's not been done since then, and I don't think there's any real need to do it, you know. No, not really, no.
Great. And the last section is about the old fen.
Was that the Garbolisham Fen, you mean?
Yes. I think on the map it just shows it as behind Fen Farm.
Oh, yes, I know it, yes.
That area, right. Sort of opposite Brumscott Common.
Yes.
So, the old fen. How has the old fen changed since you were younger? And were there as many trees there as there are now? And was it wetter?
Probably was wetter before they straightened the river out, because I mean that would have took longer for flood water to get away, so that possibly was wetter. You know, I didn't used to go in there much, but there's a good chance it was wetter before the river was dredged. I think that used to be sort of managed, but they used to sort of coppice it now and again and that type of thing. They used to cut the alder down and sell that, I think, every 15 years or whatever it was or so. And I think there was on the, that would be the east side, there was a bit of reed cutting perhaps done there, but I should think in the main that's been left in this last few years and used as a shoot, you know, so that's just got a different use.
Yes.
No, you know.
And did you say it was grazed a bit in the south?
I think the south side of it, I'm certain there is some fencing in there, post and barbed wire fencing in there, which would point to the fact that it was grazed at some stage, and that would probably have been the people in Fen Farm. That would be the obvious people to have grazed that, you know. Mm. And that's probably not that many years ago, because the fencing is, you know, the barbed wire is still not that rusty, you know, so it can't have been that many years ago.
Yes. And do you think there's more trees or less trees then?
Well, it's probably more growing now because it's being used for a shoot and that's not being coppiced, I suppose, but, you know, they wouldn't have anybody, if you've got a shoot in there, they're not going to allow anybody to go in there to do any coppicing, are they, you know, so there's probably more shrubwood in there now than it used to be, yes.
Mm. Great. Certainly, the parish council, when Malcolm Baker was on the parish council, used to deal with the shooting rights.
Yes,
and
yes.
And they'd have tenders and then renew or issue a
contract. Yes, yes, that's been a shoot for some years, I believe.
Yeah.
I can remember twice years ago that was coppiced, you know. That was probably the twice I'm talking about. It was two different areas at different times. That wasn't the whole lot. That just to do part of it, I think. Well, the trouble is these days, not many people, unless it's charitable, or help us doing it. You can't afford to pay anyone to cut the stuff. There's no value to the wood anymore now, is there?
Well, alders probably takes a while to dry out. Though it's useful if you're short of fuel, it's...
Well, it's handy for firewood, I guess, but...
Lovely. And the next question is, what species did you see there? That's in the old fen. And are they increasing or decreasing?
Well, as I say, I've not been in the area that much. But I can tell you that, well, there's plenty of game in there. That's what it's used for now. But there's certainly woodcock are in there. Got a few of you know. But other than that, I couldn't really say, you know, because I don't spend a lot of time in there. I never did.
No. There's just a question about shooting, and it's whether there's always been shooting on that site. And if so, what did they shoot?
But they may have had a shot winter time, but when the cattle were on there, they wouldn't have been shooting, but that's a good area. That'd be pheasants and partridge, mainly pheasants, I would think, shooting on there, wouldn't it, you know?
Yes, what I've been told.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there'd have been any ducks or anything like that. You know, you need a pond or lake for that, don't you? You know,
and a bit of an open area.
I think that's mainly pheasants.
Mm. And I don't know if they've always had a shooting licence, but we can perhaps find out from the parish council's records, can't we?
Yes. There's always, funnily enough, there's been a shoot there for quite a few years. There's always foxes living in there.
Uh-huh.
And yet the pheasants seem to survive, okay? Yeah. But there's always foxes about.
Shows there's probably a lot of pheasants, doesn't it, that the fox can survive.
Yes.
And the shooting can be
carried
out. The last of those questions about the old fen is, what else was old fen used for? Was it reed cutting, grazing, peat or wood extraction? And I think you've covered that. There was some reed cutting, you said, on the east side.
Yes.
Some grazing, you thought, on the south part. And some wood extraction of the alder.
Yes.
Was there any peat extraction?
Well, I've never heard of anybody talking about that. That would be a thing they would have done a lot of years ago, but I've not really heard anybody say about peat extraction at all. I mean, that wouldn't suggest there has been. If you look in there, there's no sort of, you know, there'd be deep hole, you know, or pockets of where they dug it out from. And to be honest, I think that the soil doesn't go down that deep there. If Scarf's Meadows and our first meadows towards that end are anything to go by, there's gravel and sand not far down below, you know, that sort of top soil. I think you've probably got a foot or 8 inches of soil, and then you've got a lot of gravel in that, so they wouldn't have got a lot of peat there anyway, I don't think. Yeah. Further up the other end, towards the Gasthorpe end, that's more peaty, I think.
Oh, right.
You can see that by the where they took the spoils out of the river. There's all the stone and sand on the bank there.
Yes, that gives you a good indication.
So that's what's down there, and, 3 foot down where they dug the down to the river.
And then I just had a last question which I added, which was about Garblesham Heath. Do you remember if it was ploughed up in 1951 or 52
That would have been around about that time. That was sort of, may have been before, I'm not sure. That was sort of after the war or during the war. They encouraged farmers to produce more food. That would have been around about that time that was ploughed up. That was heathland, and I don't think that was used for grazing, and perhaps maybe people put sheep on there, but I don't think that was even used for sheep grazing. It just wasn't used, perhaps for a bit of shooting, that type of thing. But I think the chap that came along had this massive great plough, and he ploughed in elder bushes and all sorts, and just to get it turned over, and that was farmed for quite a few years. And I suppose up until the 70s, when things were good with cereals, that paid to farm it. But when the stewardship, well, ESAs and stewardship came in and the corn prices went down, that since then that's been left to one of those schemes, you know, yes.
That's south of the 1066, isn't it? That's
yes.
Where I see sheep quite often.
Yes, well, we graze cattle on there now that's fenced as well.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And then north of the 1066, that's all arable, and that used to be heathland too.
Well, that's a continuation of the Galsham Heath, yes.
Yeah.
That's on a different farm, you know, that's on Hall Farm, that would be.
And that was cleared about that time, because that had a
probably,
shooting
yes.
range or something for the war.
Yes, I think there was. Yeah, I can't quite go back that far, but I think that is true. Yes, yes.
And the Royal Observatory or something as well.
Well, Royal Observatory up there, I believe. Yes, spotting the aeroplanes and whatever. Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Yes.
And all of those things have been gone, and now it's sometimes pigs, but it's mostly arable.
Well, that's in an arable rotation. Mm. That's vegetable crop. There's irrigation on there now, so they can grow. You know, on the north side of the 1066, they can grow vegetables on there now, potatoes and things.
And that was all cleared about the same time, do you think?
Yeah, I would think so, around about that time. As I say, there was two or three bits of the farm that was sort of that type of land, old heathland, and wasn't ploughed, but we ploughed those three bits up, but the heath was the only bit we put back to heathland.
Uh-huh.
Well, that
how
heathland,
much heathland
used to,
have you got?
There's about 45 acres there altogether, and there used to be heathers on there in places, sort of around the edge. Mm. They've long gone, but whether they'll come back, now there's no fertiliser and minimal spray being put on there, maybe they will come back again.
I would think they might, or it might be that you just need some heather cuttings just scattered on the surface, and that's quite a good way of getting the heather to recolonise.
Yes, yes.
I've seen them doing that on Dunwich Heath and areas where they want the heather and the heathland to come back properly. Oh, nice.
Well,
and have you got gorse and everything and broom?
Actually on the heath, I think we're meant to top to keep that type of thing down. That's more for flower species than it is. I don't want to get sort of shrubby, I don't think, do they? That's, but there is a piece of gorse on there, and we keep topping it, and that keeps growing anyway. That's just nature's way, isn't it? But that will come, if it's left to its own devices, that would come quite quickly.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, Brian.
That's right.
Second interview, and I hope I won't have to ask you more questions.
Right.
But if I do, I'll come back and armed with
Feel free, yes.
Thank you very much.